Day 5. Becoming aware of your words. Words are free. It's how you use them that may cost you. Reverend J. Martin. Words have power. Your words influence the people around you and your subconscious mind. We act from default behaviors that come from our subconscious mind. Whatever your mind is thinking and your mouth is speaking, your body and your subconscious mind makes your reality. Words have the power to separate and disconnect people or to connect them through closeness, unity, and love. The reality is the connection between all creations, and words can either reveal this connection or express disconnection and alienation. The impact of words is tremendous. Think of how much power gossip has over you. Think of how much other people's words that you've heard about yourself have influenced your life. Think about how much your own words affect your life and the lives of others. Your mind and your words influence all disease states. Whether you're looking in the mirror and thinking or saying, "I am fat," or "I don't look well," or "I am full of vitality," your subconscious mind hears it and creates this reality for you by holding on to these beliefs and by nudging your choices, actions, and behaviors to match your thoughts and words. Words are potent, yet you are more powerful since you have the freedom to choose your words. Positive words can uplift a person's soul and fill them with happiness, whereas negative comments said to another are often remembered long after they were told and can cause much pain and sadness. The first step towards changing any physical condition is mastering your mind and mastering your words. It would be best to control your words and your mind like you control your car with two hands steady on the steering wheel. Otherwise, you will fail to achieve a blissful life. You must be in control of your words and your mind and not let random thoughts control your life. You are not your mind, nor are you your body. You are separate from your mind and your body, which is why you can control them externally. You need to watch your chosen thoughts and words and make sure they are aligned with how you wish to be. I remember the moment that I started observing the thoughts and the words I used. I was shocked to notice that most of my thoughts and words were very hostile towards me. I couldn't believe it. I was sleepwalking through life, behaving from my negative thought patterns without noticing that I was doing this. Unfortunately, most of us are like this. We are unaware that we behave from inbuilt thought patterns that we took on from our ancestors and our environment, the way we were cared for at an early age, and even through genetics. Words are like seeds. When you plant them, either in your fertile mind or in the minds of others, these seeds will grow to produce the results based on whatever was planted. Words of fear, uncertainty, blame, as well as judgmental words, lies, and words of hatred will all lead to devastation in your life, since these words go against your true divine nature. When we hear the words of others, they're most often the opinions of other people, and indeed not truths. When you accept their words as being truths, then their words have power over you. We know how words can change our beliefs about ourselves. Because of the power of words, I give affirmations at the end of each day's lesson in this book to connect you to the immaterial, spiritual world, or infinite intelligence, so that you can use positive words to make your life better, as you would like it to be. When I noticed my negative words and thought patterns, I chose to control my thoughts and words. Whenever a negative thought entered my mind, I would cancel it out by saying, "Cancel, cancel, cancel," and afterward replace the negative thought or word with what I wanted to have instead. I would replace the negative thought or word with a positive thought or word. Instead of seeing what I had in front of me, which in effect was the product of my previous negative thought patterns, I started to use my mind to create what I wanted to have in my life through the power of words in the form of repeated affirmations said out loud. Through repeated affirmations is how I started my path towards my bliss. Your life is precious. You don't want to waste your time thinking thoughts, talking words, and maintaining habits that do not get you to where you wish to be in this lifetime and keep you in a negative state. You must control your thoughts and the words you say about yourself, about how you see things in life, and about others, because this is the starting point to everything you wish for in your life. Negative thoughts and words have the power to change your physiology and create disease within your body. It is never really enough to treat a physical condition without helping the person change their thoughts and words that brought them to this condition in the first place. Whenever you use the power of words to spread love, this is what will come back to you. Now, go to the questions of the day and answer them. Afterwards, state the affirmation of the day multiple times so it will seep into your consciousness and influence your life for the better in every field of life.